We are up to Siman Tav Kuf Gimel in Hilchas Yantiv, and we'll be doing the entire Siman. Asur lefol salavashel o lishchot biyantiv litzorach macher. It is asur to bake, to cook, or to shecht on Yantiv for the sake of the next day. Afilu hu Shabbos, even if the next day is Shabbos. O Yantiv, or if it's Yantiv Sheni. Vafilu b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah, even the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, although there are days that hold that it's all considered one Kedusha. Nevertheless, there's an Isser of cooking or baking from one day to the other. By the way, the Bir Halacha goes into one day that actually holds that because it's Kedusha Achas, it's really one Kedusha, it's Mutter. But he does express the fact that it's surprising, since even though it's Kedusha Achas, that's only Midarabanan, but Midaraisa, the first day is Yantiv and the second day is not. Unless one is to say that the Isser of cooking and baking from one day to the next, or being Mechim from Yantiv to a different day, is only a Durabanan, in which case Chazal had the right to do that. But Eich Sheyia, the Machaber Paskins, and this is the Halacha, it is Usser even on Rosh Hashanah from one day to the next to go and do Malacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, although the Machaber is only talking about cooking, baking, shechting, which are Malachas Daraisa, the truth is that it even applies to Malachas Durabanan. More than that, Tircha, just doing anything, any kind of preparation for the next day that involves doing anything, is also from Yantiv Rishon to Yantiv Sheni, which includes like bringing wine from one place to another. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here brings down, and he does deal with it several times in Hilchas Yantiv and the Halachas of the Yamim Tovim, the Chayadam who holds that B'Shas HaDchak, it is mutter early in the day, so that it's not nikur that it's for Yantiv Sheni, to go and bring stuff for the next day. He's talking about Yayin. And the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down that Amakum Sorach, you can Shas HaTchak, you're allowed to rely on that. And not late in the afternoon, but earlier in the day, where it's Bechlal not nikur, that it's for the sake of the next day Yantiv. And there's no Malachi involved whatsoever. We're just talking about an act, a Tircha of Achana, that B'Shas HaTchak is Mutter. Now, for what's the din of preparing on Yantiv Rishon for Yantiv Achron? So let's say, for example, on the first day of Pesach, can you prepare for Shvi'i Shel Pesach? They're both Daraisis, they're both Yantiv, they're equal. Is there an Isser Hachana? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that really it should be Mutter, because it's the same Kedusha. However, since we hold, the Ramah holds, that even Ochal Nefesh Mamish, that could have been done on Erev Yantiv, is not allowed to be done on Yantiv, with regard to Shvi'i Shel Pesach, since you have the ability to do it on Chol HaMoed, it's considered that you were able to do it on Erev Yantiv, so that you're not allowed to do it on Yantiv, because it's considered Efshur on Chol HaMoed. But if it would not be Efshur, then really it would be Mutter, because the two have the same kind of Kedusha. The Bir Halacha also adds that it's also to do Malacha Bein HaShmashis, between the first day and the second. You're not allowed to, Bein HaShmashis, you cannot do a Malacha which is for the sake of the day of Yantiv that follows afterwards. So what did the Machaber say? That it is also to do anything from Yantiv Rishon to Yantiv Sheni. Now the Machaber says that there's an exception. Avol memala isha kedera basar afal pishen etzricha lachaticha achahas. It is permissible for a woman to go and fill a pot with meat, even though she only needs one piece. What's pshat in that? Now, this is a special halacha where we're dealing with a situation where, although you don't plan on eating more than one piece, the more meat you have sitting in a pot, the better the meat tastes. It means the more you cook it once, the better it tastes. Therefore, the halacha is that even though she needs only one piece of meat, she can cook as much meat as she wants. Not only that, but she can even she is even allowed to after it's put on the fire, she can put in more pieces of meat when it's already sitting on the fire. Meaning, it's understood, well, you put a bunch of meat in a pot and then place it on the fire. The only malacha involved there is placing it on the fire. No, it's even mutter to add when it's on the fire. So you're doing more malacha each time. That's still mutter because it tastes better. Not only that, but if you have meat cooking in a pot and she'd like to add more meat and there's not enough room, she's allowed to transfer it to another pot and cook all the meat together there. Even that is permissible. Now, that's only in the case of meat. With regard to everything else, it would not be mutter to add when it's already on the fire, but it would be mutter to add beforehand. So, for example, in a case of roasting, when you roast a bunch of pieces on the same spit, if you take whatever it is that it's sitting on the same grill, the pieces don't add taste, they don't add flavor to one another. So it is also to go ahead when they're already on the fire and add more pieces of meat, because you're doing more malacha and you're not accomplishing anything with regard to what you're going to use on Yontif. Not so when you want to put them all on the stick beforehand and then put them over the fire. That would be permissible because you're really doing only one ma'isa. So this is all in a case where you don't really plan on eating all of them on Yontif. You only really sincerely want to eat one of them. You're allowed to put as many as you want on that same stick if the act of placing it on the fire is going to be one act. That still would be mutter. Now, what happens if you are specifically doing it for tomorrow? That means on Yontif Rishon, she wants to prepare food for 2 days. She's roasting anyway. So she wants to go and roast all of it, today's and tomorrow's, all at once. Now, halacha is even that is mutter. As long as she puts it all on beforehand and then just puts it directly on the fire, that's mutter. Mishnah Berurah does bring down that one should never say beferish, oh, some of this meat is for tomorrow. That's a zilzul in Yontif. That you're not allowed to do. Now, all of this was talking about in a case where you do want to eat meat today, but you'd like to cook extra for tomorrow. What if you don't really feel like eating this meat today altogether? You're going to eat something else. You want to prepare for tomorrow. So what are you doing? You'd say, you know, I'll have a little bit of this meat today, and with that, I will allow myself to do tomorrow. So this is a ramos. There's a machlokis if that is permissible, if it's not permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is lahokel with regard to one day of Yontif to the next day of Yontif. He is machmir with regard to preparing from Yontif to after Yontif. So, for example, on Simchas Torah, Rachman Shel Pesach, to go ahead and cook extra for the next day where you don't really feel like eating anything today, you're just eating a little bit to be matirit, that the Mishnah Berurah would come out saying that one should not do. Now the next thing is with regard to this tavshil, let's say you're making meatballs on Yontif. So the halacha there is that you cannot make extra because although the malacha is placing it on the fire, the problem is that preparing them takes a lot of time. That means you prepare each meatball separately, and that takes extra tircha. It's not just a matter of putting more things onto the pot or into the pot or onto the frying pan. There you're actually, the preparation itself is extra tircha. There you're not allowed to make extra. The same thing is when you're making latkes, the same thing is you're making kreplach, the Mishnah Berurah gives those examples. These are things where the actual preparation before you put it on the fire are time consuming, and as a result of it, you should not do it then. Further, Hagah v'kol shkein sheyochol lishchot afal pi shein tzarech el lekazayis. It's obvious that you're allowed a shech even though you only want a little piece of meat, because you can't eat a little piece of meat without shechting the entire animal. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out that's only if there'll be enough time on Yontif for you to actually get to eat that piece of meat where you'll be able to pull out the meat and salt it. V'chein yecholo levashal harbe kederes v'lechol mikol echad ma'at. And it's even mutter to eat, to go and cook lots of different dishes and eat some of it on the first day and leave the rest for tomorrow. That means it's not only, there's no halacha that says you have to eat all from one thing, one cooking session. You can cook lots of different things and eat a little bit from each one of them and then eat more the next day. All of that is still mutter. Now, all of this is talking about before you have the Sudas Yontif, before the Sudas Shachris, the main meal. The Chazal were not matir this later in the day. This has got to be by day when there's enough time to really eat everything. Also, we're talking about where you're cooking different things in the different pots. Like you can't go and put up another pot of the same food because you want it for tomorrow. I'll have a little piece of it today. No, you already have a full pot today. Why are you eating a little from this pot and a little from that pot? It's only when there are two different kinds of foods, or two different foods, that you're allowed to say, I want to eat a little bit of both today and the rest I'll have for tomorrow. Now, with regard to eating a little bit, where the lashon of the Ramah is the lechol mikol achas ma'at, The Mishnah Berurah had spoken out before that there was a machlokas if harama was mutter. The minhag is lahakel. So the minhag would translate this rama literally. Whereas those who asered would say that ma'at just means relative to the whole pot, it's ma'at. But you're really eating a substantial amount. You're really eating it. You're not just tasting it for the sake of doing a ramos. Further, says the Mechaber, V'davka kodem achila. This is only before the Suda Shachris, the main meal of Yontif. Aval achra achila eni achola levasho velomer ochol mimena kazayis deheva harama. The halacha is that Chazal never allowed you to go and say, I'm going to eat a little bit of this if it is after the main meal in the morning. That is a harama nikeris. Says the Mechaber, now miyum avro vishla o shachat mutar liachlo. What happens if you were over and you went ahead and cooked on Yontif Rishon for Yontif Sheni b'diyeved? It is not usr. Mishnah Berurah brings down a deya that that's only if you actually did it b'mezid. What did it straight out? What if you did ari ramos? That means in the afternoon you went ahead and cooked and said, I'll eat a kazayis now, but I'm really cooking for tomorrow. If you did a ramos in the afternoon, there's a deya that b'diyeved it's usr in order to prevent people from doing harama. As opposed to if you did it before Suda Shachris and you said b'mezid it's for tomorrow, there Chazal never asked it because we're not really afraid that people are going to go do an aver b'mezid. Siv beis memalei nachtom chovish shalmayim afal pishin tzarich al lekiton echad. Now this is a different case than the case of the meat. This is a case of water. Water doesn't cook any better because you have more of it. There's no reason why the Nachtom has to add more water to his... here he's boiling up an entire barrel full of water, even though what he really needs is a small container of water. Why is this mutter? It's mutter because he places it on the fire. This is all one act. How much water he puts into the barrel is irrelevant. He's allowed to put more. But of course, once it's on the fire, it's already there, you want to add water, that would be usher because you're placing it on the fire. So the only thing that we were matir is in the case of meat because it adds flavor. One piece adds flavor to the next. Not so in the case of water. The Mishnah Berurah says, what if you have to fill this with buckets of water where it's obviously involving tircha? There he said it's usher to fill a chavis, an entire barrel, if you don't really need it. But it has to be that it all got put on the fire at once. But you're not allowed to add when it's already on the fire because here water doesn't add taste to any other. The Mishnah Berurah does say, though, that if what you're trying to do is make sure you have ample water so that it doesn't boil away and ruin the pot, then you're allowed to put in as much as you want. That would not be called shalol tzorach.